Welcome to the STC Daily Podcast. This year, having already looked at Acts and Ephesians, we're focusing on some other New Testament letters. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Thursday, the 4th of June. Hi everyone, it's Mick here. Welcome to Thursday's podcast. Today and tomorrow, our reflections are from Paul's second letter to this exciting new first century church in Thessaloniki. This church was thriving. Even though it was going through very challenging times, it was healthy and it was growing. And I think this is an incredible encouragement for all of us today in the tough times that we all face. Our reading today is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, and our focus verse is verse 4, which says this: "We're so proud of you. You're so steady and determined in your faith, despite all the hard times that have come down on you." Here's a reflection for today. This letter was written very soon, maybe a year after 1 Thessalonians. And it's probably after Paul's friends Silas and Timothy had returned after delivering the first letter. You see, delivering letters in those days was a long, demanding, tiring and often dangerous business. So, love your postie, that's what I say. The situation in the church seems to have been much the same as it was when they received the first letter. But Paul writes to encourage these new believers in Jesus to keep on living out this new godly lifestyle, and particularly to correct a misunderstanding about the return of Jesus. This second coming of Jesus is referred to by theologians as eschatology, and it comes from two Greek words meaning the study of the end times or the end things. Paul has spoken about this in his first letter. In fact, every chapter in 1 Thessalonians ends with a reference to this second coming of Jesus. That's how important it is. But he emphasizes this even more so in this second letter. In fact, 18 of the 47 verses in this letter deal with this topic. The Thessalonian letters are often referred to by scholars as the eschatological letters. I can't even say it, and I went to theological college. The eschatological letters of Paul. All very good if you're a Bible scholar, Mick, I hear you say, but what does this mean to me and you today as we go about our everyday lives? Well, it means this: our future is secure. As we face these challenging times, our future appears anything but secure, as we face uncertainty in so many areas of our lives. However, the Bible is clear. Jesus is coming back to this earth, and his second coming is the most important thing to know and believe about our future. You see, it changes our whole perspective on how we live our lives, because every moment of every day is touched with this great hope for our future. That's what we believe as Christians. Now, this coronavirus crisis has affected everyone. These are tough times for all of us. Life has changed. There's lots of inconveniences that we face every day. Queuing for the supermarket, homeschooling, working from home, wearing a mask, or not, if you're the President of the United States. However, for many these days are more than an inconvenience. They feel absolutely impossible, not knowing how they will survive this day, never mind next week. And these Thessalonian Christians were going through impossible days of their own as they faced real persecution. And Paul reminds them, and he reminds us, of this great truth, that it's often in our struggles, rather than our successes, that we become stronger. Faith and love were growing in these new believers, in spite of, and maybe even because of, the persecution and challenges they were facing. Remember verse 4, our focus verse? "You're so steady and determined in your faith, despite all the hard times that have come down on you." But Paul goes even further. He tells them that in the future God will put all things right when Jesus returns, verses 6 and 7. Justice is on the way, verse 6 says in the Message Bible. When Jesus returns, there will be a righteous judgment. Wrongs will be righted and justice will rule. As the prophet Amos says in the Old Testament, chapter 5, verse 24, but let justice roll down like waters, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. The great American civil rights activist Martin Luther King famously quoted this scripture from Amos in his letter from a Birmingham jail in 1963. How this scripture needs to be heard again in these incredibly disturbing days in the US at present. The death of George Floyd should be repulsive to all right-thinking people. The racism that still pervades the US in so many ways is a disgrace to our human existence. And over 50 years after the death of Martin Luther King, has anything really changed? And as we rightly condemn these actions in the US, let us not miss the plank in our own eye, as Jesus said, here in the UK. The words of Paul are so relevant to oppressed people everywhere today. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled. A prayer for today. Lord Jesus, we live in challenging and often disturbing times. Help us all to remember that you bring help to those in need and justice to the oppressed. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your promise to return again and make all things right. Until that day, strengthen all of us, each of us in our own small way, to make our stand for justice, that our small voices become your great voice of peace in our world. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, from the NIV Bible. Paul, Silas, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace to you from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for one another is increasing. Therefore, among God's churches, we boast about your perseverance and faith in all the persecutions and trials you are enduring. All this is evidence that God's judgment is right, and as a result, you will be counted worthy of the kingdom of God for which you are suffering. God is just. He will pay back trouble to those who trouble you and give relief to you who are troubled and to us as well. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Every song we could ever sing, worthy of all the praise we could ever bring, worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Jesus, the name above every other name, Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you. Oh, we live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe, we live for you.